Before we go any further this morning, I want to ask Ms. Rosemary Butler to come up and talk to us. She has something great to tell y'all.
First of all, everybody, I'm just a real emotional person. If I love somebody, I love them so much. If I'm sad, I'm terribly sad. If I'm happy, I'm very happy, and I'm so happy right now because I've trusted the Lord to be my Savior. He died for me, and when I saw His precious blood, with His precious blood, because of that, and I'm so thankful for all of you that helped with all these Bible studies, conferences. You've been in so much trouble. But it's not trouble when it's for the Lord. And I just thank you every morning for all you've done through the years. And I hope that you'll pray for me and for my family, because I have a lot of religious people in my family. And religion is not it. And folks, when I was 5 years old, now my mother and father had 11 children. And my dad, they were really poor back. I was born in 1930, and y'all can figure that out. I'm getting to be an old woman. But you know what? I'm not really. I'm a new creature in Christ. But, and I have eternal life. Can you believe that? Great. I mean, it's just wonderful. But let me get back to my story. When I was 5 years old, we didn't go to church because we didn't have any shoes to wear. And so a little woman that lived out about half a mile from our house, out on the little highway, there were some big rocks in her yard. And so she took us little kids out there. She said, well, I'll have a Sunday school class, and I'll tell you little kids about the Lord. And I was only 5 years old, my mother told me later. I mean, I can't really remember that far back. But I came home that day and I told her that lady had told us, all of us that was there, that Jesus Christ had died on the cross for us to save us from our sins, because we're all sinful people. Well, at 5 years old, I didn't know what sin was. But I remember that very clearly, what she said that day. And anyway, my mother was she wasn't a religious person, but she just had it right here, folks. She just had the right attitude and the right love and everything. And it was just so wonderful. And so anyway, through the years, I enjoyed going to church. And we finally did go on to church. We got us a pair of shoes for the church. But it was really great. And now what was really funny, over not too long ago, we had a memorial service for one of my sisters that died in December. And she was very, very special to me. And I missed her a whole lot. But when we went into that little church for the memorial, they had redone this little church. And when I was 11, almost 12 years old, we had a preacher come to that little church, and he, how long have I got, Brother Jack? Where are you? I'm telling you, y'all, I got so much in my heart. It's just, I don't know whether, I'd probably just be here half the day. But I just wanted to, wait, where was I? I was telling you about the little church. But I had a Sunday school teacher that was so sweet. And anyway, I learned a lot about the Lord, but it was not the right doctrine. I certainly learned that later on in life through that precious Brother Moore. And thank you so much, all of you that's, you know how it is, we can't say enough about him and their family. But anyway, y'all, back in a little corner room it wasn't as big as this auditorium, our little church. And back over in the corner was where our class was. And remember, now it's only 11 or 12. Well, it was 1942, and you might want to figure that out, when I thought I got saved then. But anyway, our Sunday school teacher, she said, "What do you folks be thinking about what you want to do when you get grown? What would you like to do?" Well, some of them said they wanted to be nurses. Some said they wanted to be teachers. First one thing and then another. When it came to my time, I told her I wanted to be a nightclub singer. Can you imagine that? And all of them. Well, I was just being honest. I thought that would just be great to stand up before a crowd of people and sing in that microphone. But now I've got really a new song in my heart. I'd be here all day if I told you. How precious. Y'all, I've been happy all my life. I really have. I've been a happy person. Because my mother and dad made us feel so secure, and we loved our whole family. But right now, I hope and pray that I would like to ask all of you to pray for my family, because I do have a lot of religious people in my family. And another really... A couple of them have had really bad trouble lately. A sister of mine lives in Georgia, just recently had a wreck, and she had surgery Friday night. And a brother's just real, real sick. I lost one of my very favorite precious brothers. All of them are precious, just gone on. But anyway, they need prayer. And I hope that they will get saved before. And it's not religion. I mean, it's just working, doing something, paving the parking lot and all that stuff. You know how that goes. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. My precious husband is gone now, but he is just really right here. And I'm so thankful that I was there the night that he got saved at Brother Moore's class in Birmingham. And I'm just so sure it's so precious to know somebody is saved and that they believe the Lord Jesus Christ died for them. He took it on himself to do it for us. He was long-suffering in my case. Because I knew that, like I said, y'all, my mother read the Bible to us. I had a grandmother that even studied about the mystery, y'all, that long time ago, when the mystery wasn't revealed about what Paul talked about the mystery. But anyway, last night, y'all, everything just went through my mind. I thought of everything. The scripture just came to me. It just came to me so much. Different occasions came to me. I don't even know where I left off while I was. I would like to tell you about this. Like I said, my husband is not here now in this life. But I know where he is, Brother Moore and Brother Hampton and so many of the others here that lost your mates, you know how it is. You miss them, but yet they're just still there. They're just still there, just in your heart. And we'll see them again someday, and it'll be a happy day. But you know what? Everybody's got to go to the judgment seat of Christ. And you need to think about it. So when I'm jumping from one thing to the next, y'all, just please just bear with me if you will. I'm so glad that Brother Jack just let me go ahead and talk this morning, because I've got something to tell now. I've got something to tell. And it's just so wonderful. Why the Lord was so long-suffering with me, I don't know, because I knew all that precious, sweet stuff. And one time I left here at a Bible conference, now believe me, I believe the Bible. I believe His Word. But yet, what was wrong? I couldn't understand what was wrong. Because when I would try to give my testimony, it just fell apart. And I was so embarrassed about it several times. I thought, why can't this come out right? It just doesn't come out right. But like that, let me get back to what I was saying when I left here. When I went to, was going home after a Bible conference up here, I came along to Brooksville Crossing. And I was riding by myself. I was going home to do a few little things and then come back in the afternoon. But I thought about that Brother Moore, what he had preached that day. And it was so wonderful. It just took a little hook in my heart right here. It's really great. And I thought, I understand now Paul's gospel. I said, it's got to be Paul's gospel. And I thought, by believing that, all of that wonderful stuff in his word, in his letters, that's it. So I thought I was saved. But then when I would try to tell somebody about when I got saved, I didn't have a day. I mean, that just kind of dropped on. You know, it wasn't like Brother Steve said the other night, last night, or night before last. It's an event. It is really an event. And it's got to be real. And this is so real to me. This is so real. I'll tell you one little funny thing. Like I said, I'm jumping from one thing to the next. I've had all this in my heart overnight, and I kept thinking, oh, I hope Brother Jack will start out early this morning, because I wanted to tell this morning. That's the way I was when I got saved. But let me tell you, I never did really worry too much about whether I was saved or not. I kind of thought, well, you know, I must have got saved then, because I learned to rightly divide, and I loved every bit of it. Was a believer, and then Brother Freddie and Roger that I turned to class was telling about how that they had actually really got saved, and I thought, well, wait just a minute. You know, that? Let's get real here. How can that be? They've been saved a long time. I got to thinking, well, I got to get this worked out. Somehow or another, I got to get it worked out. Something's wrong somewhere. So anyway, last year, either I don't remember exactly who I was talking to, I think it was Terry Fry or either Larry Purple, and they were talking about their families, and they were talking about their dad, and they said, well, their dad lived till he was 79, or he was a real strong man, and this and that and the other. And so anyway, I thought, well, now what is I'm 79, I was telling myself. Well, one of them said, well, I had somebody that died when they was 80, their mother or their daddy or something, you know. And I thought, well, you know, when I'm 79, I'll be 80 next year, you know. So I got thinking about all of that. But then there came a Sunday when Brother Jack was saying that I was a believer. I believe that book. I said, well, me too. I know I have always been a believer. But what is wrong? I can't get my testimony straight. And I felt so ashamed because I knew all that wonderful stuff. And my precious Nolan, Lord, thank you for Nolan. Thank you, Lord. That's all I can just say right now is thank you, Lord. But anyway, where was I? But anyway, yeah. After talking to them, just in a little conversation, they were talking about when they got saved. And I thought, oh, why can I say that? I was hurting in my heart. I said, why can I say that? Why can I say it? And then that Sunday, Brother Jack said, I was a believer. I knew it, but it wasn't, it was, I just knew I had to just, I just had to come to the end of myself before I could realize that the Lord saved me. And so anyway, that night, September the 4th, actually it was probably up in the morning when the Lord would give me my wonderful answer. But I'd been going through all that night thinking I had to get it straight that night. I couldn't wait any longer. And I got to thinking about things, and I would convince myself, you know all of that stuff. You're a believer. Your son's a preacher. You've heard all these wonderful preachers. But yet, see, that doesn't save you. You've got to have a relationship with the Lord. You've got to realize that it was Him that died for you. And anything else you do is just nothing. It's just nothing. Just your relationship with Him is that's it. It's got to be that. And so, like I told you, Brother Jack, how long have I got?
Long enough to tell them the rest of it.
Oh, I can tell you just a little bit more.
Tell me
it up. Okay, let me tell you. That was the wonderful part of it. Okay. Remember that Sunday morning? I told the Lord, I said, there's got to be something. What do I need to do? What else do I need to do? And I said, well, Lord, I'm going to have to just give up. I'm just going to let you have to handle it because I don't know what to do. And then I realized I was lost. I was just lost. And I about the minute that I realized and said, told him, you got the hammer. I give it all to you. I had to realize that's it. And I realized I was lost. And then I was so scared to admit it. Because, you know, lost people are headed for hell. And I'm sure that there's a whole lot of people, probably just like me, that saw the same thing. Don't wait around thinking it and convincing yourself. Make it right with the Lord. As soon as I told Him, I know, Lord, I'm just lost. Y'all, I was really scared. But He answered my prayer, and He just in a second's time, I went from being lost to being saved.
Amen.
I told you that my husband's not here now. But we wrote letters to one another when he was in the service. And that was in back in 1950. And he was in the service for 4 years. And we started really kind of writing each other. He was a really best friend of my brother. And that's how I got to know Clyde a little bit better than just an ordinary boyfriend. But I didn't really care a lot for him until actually we got back home from the service and I really got to know him. But anyway, he was very precious. But you know what? I saved his love letters. And now I have those love letters that I can read. And I love every one of them, and they mean even more to you now than they did then. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ has sent love letters out to every one of you through Paul's writings and through God's holy word. And it is just so precious. Just read your love letter and let the Lord save you. Tell him all about what's going on in your life. He'll listen, and He'll answer your prayer.
Amen.
And thank you so much.
Amen.
Okay. I appreciate that so much. It was something I'll never forget the Sunday morning after the day she got saved. She came to Bible study on Sunday morning and bouncing in the door. It was 2 weeks before her, well, a week and a half before her 80th birthday. She come in there and finally she said, "I need to talk to you about something." And so we went out and she told me she'd got saved. And we started back and she told me about it. And I said, "Don't you want to tell everybody?" And she welcomed the opportunity, and I've never seen anybody more excited about having just gotten saved than she was. It was grand. I mean, it'd make you cry. I don't know what else to say about it. And I'm crying for you people who won't trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you won't give it up and know that peace that comes. But you have to turn it all over to Him.
Amen.
And realize He took care of the whole situation.